T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We should have before too very long, Ken Rosenthal. Do we have him now? All right, we do. And Ken joins us. And by the way, before we formally or informally introduce the legendary Ken Rosenthal of Fox and Major League Baseball with the network, Ken is going to be covering the Mets and the Nationals this weekend for Major League Baseball Network and Fox Sports 1. Plus, you can watch him throughout the week, as most of us do, on Major League Baseball Network's MLB Now. Mr. Rosenthal, a pleasure, and thank you for a couple of minutes of your time.
Sure, Steve. Good to be with you.
Oh, thank you for that, Ken. And but let me, I was just mentioning about with Cespedes pulling up lame, going between first and second, so we don't know the status with him. And, of course, obviously, with the first meeting between the Metropolitans and the Nationals that you guys are going to be covering, obviously, he is very much needed. Let me ask you, before we go around the horn a little bit, and we'll get to the Yankees and the Mets with a couple of minutes that we have with you, Daniel Murphy, has he turned into Ty Cobb?
Well, I can't say no. Ty Cobb is a little bit extreme, but Murphy has had a remarkable career renaissance. And, of course, it started toward the end of the 2015 season with the Mets, carried into the playoffs.
Sure.
And with the Nationals, he has been that guy he was in the playoffs that year. And it's such an interesting story from the outside. Now, forget any Mets allegiances that fans might have, but when you look at the Mets, the decision that they made, they didn't like the defense. We all know that. But sometimes it almost seems, Steve, that you know a player too well. And it's like they missed the forest for the trees because they missed the hitter that he was turning into. And sure, the defense is never going to be great. That's not his strong suit.
Right.
But we're talking about one of the top 5 to 10 hitters in the game.
Yes.
That's something you would like regardless of his defense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and the Metropolitans, as we speak, and let me ask you this, because this is what the Metro, I was going to say, the Metropolitans don't have a 300 hitter. It seems that with the Mets and with the Yankees, too, although there is a couple of other things with baseball I want to touch on, are we in, at the moment, as 10 seconds into the 2017 season, it seems that it's either a home run or a strikeout. It's certainly like this in New York, but it has,
everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's either somebody hitting a home run or somebody on their way to 100 strikeouts.
Or drawing a walk.
Yes.
The home run, walk, strikeout combination. Those are known as the three true outcomes because they're not affected at all by defense. And I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but at the same time, I believe that the percentage of the three true outcomes per plate appearance is higher than it's ever been. This speaks to the pace of action issue that the commissioner has raised. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the ball in play, there's not a lot of action, and that's a problem.
Yeah, and even with the no-pitch intentional walk, let me ask you if I can. Are the World Series rings that the Chicago Cubs have, are those rings bigger than the ballpark they play in?
They're not. In fact, I actually tried one on. Ryan Dempster of MLB Network works for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And he was at the building the other day, and he was passing the ring around. It's big, Steve. Not quite as big as Wrigley. Not something that I could wear without falling down because I'm a little guy. But at the same time, after 108 years, you'd think they designed a pretty nice ring, and they did.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm surprised that it doesn't have 108 stones.
It does, actually. 108 diamonds.
There it is. Now, let me ask you also, we're talking about the strikeouts and with the walks and with the home runs. Are we ever again, Ken Rosenthal of MLB, the network, and with the Fox, Ken, are we ever again going to see a complete game or a no-hitter pitched by the guy who started the game?
Yes, we will. We have seen complete games this year. There was one the other night, an eight-inning complete game by a losing pitcher. It's going to happen. It will happen again. We'll see full no-hitters by single pitchers. But clearly, the trend in the game is toward bullpen specialization and bringing in the bullpen earlier and earlier. You see teams now reluctant to let a pitcher go through the order three times. That's kind of common, that teams don't like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And it's interesting, Steve. I'll point this out to you. I know Mets fans are worried about the usage of the bullpen, and they have used the bullpen quite hard
right
prior to Familia's return tonight. But the reason is not because Collins has such a short lease compared to other teams. The Mets entering tonight were getting an average of, I think, five and a third, nearly five and a half innings from their starters. That was the sixth highest in baseball.
Wow.
So compared to other teams, their starters actually are going deeper. Now, it's early in the season. You'll see them extended as we go on. But it's just the way the game is played today, and it's something that really all teams are facing.
And sometimes, Ken, and we understand this, of course, as does every baseball fan, last Saturday night, the DeGrom-inator was DeGrom-inating, and
right.
He gets pulled when he, at 97 pitches, he's sailing along, he struck out the side in his last inning of work, and of course the bullpen gave it up, and the Metropolitans ended up losing to Miami. Sometimes it just defies common sense, especially when you have, now, you know, if you're maybe an older guy, and I understand that they, with the money involved and the investment, and they want them to be healthy. But when some Ron Darling loves to say, and you probably have heard this from a number of guys before, that some pitchers get stronger as the game goes along. And yet here was DeGrom getting pulled in a game the Mets eventually lost because they had to go to the bullpen when maybe they didn't have to.
Well, the objection I have with the way pitchers are managed now is that someone, and I'm not even sure who, decided at some point that 100 pitches was the magic number.
Yeah.
It's not a magic number, and each outing is different. And the argument for keeping DeGrom in was that he was basically having low-stress innings. He was rolling. He was not being taxed at all. Now, I understood what Collins was doing. Keep in mind, this is a pitcher coming off surgery to repair a nerve in his elbow, actually to kind of displace it. So you don't want to go too deep
sure.
this early in the season. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the complaint is a valid one. Maybe not in this case, but seven innings, 100 pitches from one guy might not be the equivalent of seven innings, 100 from another. It's not necessarily the same.
Sure.
And a good manager, and Terry Collins often is a good manager. I don't know that he was in this case, but I didn't have a problem with it. A good manager is able to figure it out and see that. Now, many times today, managers are acting and reacting in accordance with their front office. So it's not just the guy in the dugout always making these decisions.
Right.
He's doing something to perhaps honor the wishes of the men who employ him.
Yeah. And I kind of think Sandy Alderson, I don't think Terry Collins has the autonomy that some other managers might have, and I think this guy comes from Alderson, the front office. The time of games. Now, we're only 10 seconds into the season, and of course we're talking to Ken Rosenthal. People recognize this voice and the image of him with the Fox and the Major League Baseball Network. Ken, are baseball games going any faster?
I don't know. I haven't checked the numbers of late. And again, when the commissioner talks about this, he's talking not necessarily about time of game, but pace of game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been, in recent days, quite a few games under 2 hours, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that necessarily is. I don't know if it has to do with any initiatives. I doubt it. Probably just some well-pitched games. I covered one in Atlanta last Saturday night. Atlanta, San Diego, it was 2:23.
Wow.
And it was R.A. Dickey versus Clayton Richard, two guys who generally around the plate. That was a reason for it. Now, the issue is, in my opinion, not necessarily time of game, because we all have seen 3-hour, 30-minute games that are absolutely great. But you have to have action. And that is getting back to your other question about the home runs, the walks, the strikeouts.
Sure.
I don't know how you fix it. It's not easy to fix. There are some radical solutions. There are less radical solutions. But this is an entertainment-based industry. You have to entertain. And I understand fans who say, hey, man, don't mess with the game. The game has been great for 100 years. That's true. But you want to make it as appealing to the widest audience as you can. And that's what baseball is looking at and should be looking at.
Yeah. All right. And the other night, by the way, the Yankees, they were through six innings of play. It was 8:30 in the evening. It was like they started a little after 7. And right. by 8:30, they had completed like 6.5 innings already. And this is an American
League. Like this year. And obviously, you'll see longer games, too. And I don't know, again, maybe I'll check the numbers tomorrow, Steve, because I was kind of thinking about this myself today.
Yeah.
But it's not always about that. It's about seeing the ball in play. For instance,
sure,
guy hits a triple. That's exciting. Guy runs from first to home or goes first to home on a ball hit into the gap, play at the plate. That's exciting. There's not enough of that in the game. And I don't know how you legislate it in or create a game that makes it more conducive to plays like that. But, again, in my view, that is something they should be looking at, and they are.
And also, what is going on? I mean, with the challenges, all right, you got 30 seconds to make the challenge, and yet it takes half the evening before the umpires, after looking at God knows how many replays, makes the decision, and sometimes, more times than not, the decision they're making doesn't correspond with what we're looking at, with what replays we've seen.
I understand that. We've all had frustrations along those lines. Now, they will show data, MLB will, that says the replays aren't the reason why games are slowing down. There's just not enough replays. They've actually improved the times over the couple of years that we've had instant replay. So I don't see it as a major issue. We're always going to have calls that seem to make little sense, that you think should be overturned but aren't. But that's kind of the nature of the beast, too. And when baseball welcomed in replay, you were getting all these other things as well.
Sure.
Is it perfect? No. Is it ever going to be perfect? No. Is it perfect in the NFL? No. Is it perfect in the NBA? No. So that's part and parcel with replay. But I still say it's necessary because in this day and age, with the technology as advanced as it is, to have a blown call in a regular season game, much less a postseason game,
sure,
because there's no replay, that's inexcusable.
Now, I'm beginning to think that Derek Jeter is definitely a Republican because here he is hanging around with Jeb Bush. Are they going to buy a baseball team, make that read? Are they going to buy the Miami Marlins?
I don't know, Steve, and I'm not as plugged into that as I probably should be, to be perfectly honest. It seems certainly from reports and from everything I've heard that he is in at some level. Whether he ends up with a team, who knows, sales are difficult to read. They're private and not necessarily something that we have all the information on at all times.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're talking about with all the strikeouts. I know this, Mookie Betts doesn't strike out at all, does he?
Well, he did yesterday. But compared to players today,
right,
he is a veritable contact machine.
I know that he had something like, what, 128 plate appearances?
Yeah, it was a long way for a player today. And, well, he's a special guy. And we all wonder who the next Jeter is. Is there a next Jeter? He's a guy with a chance to be that kind of player and person within the sport. I would say Lindor is another guy with a chance. They're all different. No one's
sure
exactly going to be like Jeter. But you do have the potential for some special people to emerge as that kind of guy.
Okay, before I let you go, and I can't thank you enough, Ken, you know from that. It was last week, I believe, the White Sox had three outfielders, all with the same last name, Garcia. Now I'm going to ask you a trivia question. Yes. I want you to tell. You're like me with the trivia. I get the shakes when somebody wants to ask me with the trivia. I'm not good at it, but this I know. Okay, the White Sox had a Garcia in left center and right, not related. Can you name when this has happened before, when a particular Major League Baseball team had three guys in the outfield, all with the same last name, and they were brothers?
I actually think I can, because my dad grew up a big New York Giants fan.
Listen to Ken Rosenthal.
And he would tell me about Matty, Jesus, and Felipe Alou.
Listen to you, Mr. Trivia.
Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
Ken, thanks so much for a couple minutes. It's always been a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
You too, Steve. Thank you very much.
You got it. Ken Rosenthal with the Fox and the Major League Baseball Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.